Welcome to Season 4 of E-Commerce Fastlane. This podcast helps resilient entrepreneurs thrive with Shopify. And now, on to episode 131.
You're listening to E-Commerce Fastlane, the podcast show to help you build, manage, grow, and scale a successful and thriving company. Powered by Shopify. Listen to real conversations with partners and subject matter experts as they share proven practical strategies, platforms, and the best Shopify apps to help you accelerate your business. The time is now for you to improve efficiencies, grow revenue, profit, and lifetime customer loyalty. Please welcome your host, startup founder, and strategic advisor, Steve Hutt.
Today's episode is brought to you by OmniSend. If you're in e-commerce marketing and it feels like those weekly newsletters are no longer enough to power your growth, you're going to love OmniSend. With more than 3,000 five-star reviews, OmniSend is the go-to choice for nimble Shopify merchants who want to step up from regular email campaigns so you can actually start increasing your sales, not your workload. With OmniSend, you'll be launching pre-built e-commerce automation in no time, as well as intuitively segmenting customers based on their shopping behavior and even trying out SMS or push notifications, all from the same platform. The best part? OmniSend provides an immediate boost to your revenue while staying as easy as drag and drop email building, with automated emails averaging up to 40% of the total email revenue. Join Duke Cannon, Black Halo, and other high-growth Shopify brands that choose OmniSend to grow their e-commerce business on autopilot. So visit OmniSend.com and start your 14-day free trial today with no credit card required. So hey there, it's Steve, and welcome back to the E-Commerce Fastlane podcast. Now, if this is your first time listening, this is an e-commerce show where we have honest and transparent conversations about building and thriving with your store powered by Shopify or Shopify Plus. New episodes are available twice weekly with your favorite podcast player like Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Play, Spotify, and many more. You can also stream current episodes, including a very relevant back catalog, directly from ecommercefastlane.com. Now, on today's episode, I'm really excited to have, believe it or not, I'm massively excited, and I'll tell you why in a minute, is Jacob Lovelace. Now, he's the co-founder at EdgeMesh, and they're an enterprise Shopify app that helps merchants load their sites, and I'm going to quote this because I've seen it firsthand, between 20 and 50% faster than what you're currently at right now. This is a great conversation. There's tons of learnings. I'd also remind those listening today, please listen to the end of this episode because there is an incredible listener-only bonus that's available to you. So a little bit of background about Jake before we intro him. He started EdgeMesh along with two partners. They were 15 years prior on Wall Street, and they were running these kind of high-frequency trade and exchanges and infrastructure as a group. And he's also been a board member for telecom companies, advisor to CDNs and data centers and cloud computing firms for many years. He's also an active member of the Association of Computing Machinery. So there's a lot of things here. He's also still a full-time member of the engineering team inside EdgeMesh. And what they're doing is they're focusing on the core algorithm and the backend systems that power the overall service. And which is great about EdgeMesh is that they help accelerate more than 5 billion page views per month, literally from Fortune 500 companies like Lenovo and many Shopify Plus stores. And they are ready to begin their breakout globally. And so I'm excited to have Jake onto the show. So welcome, Jake.
Thanks, Dave. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. And so I don't want to give away the farm too much. I did a little bit already because I'm so excited because I have a couple brands right now that have made the choice. That's the reason why I decided to escalate you to the front of the food chain here and get this recorded, because I believe it's a significant opportunity. The opportunity cost of having a slower website, or the benefits, the upside of increasing your speed, is just better for customer experience, better for conversions, better for lifetime value. I know we're going to dig into lots of these topics today. So on a high level, let's talk about EdgeMesh, the problems that you're solving for Shopify store owners or brands.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, kind of in the simplest terms, we offer speed as a service. Our app, you know, it doesn't require any developer changes, doesn't require any code changes, no infrastructure changes. And its main purpose is to help the store run and, more importantly, stay 20 to 50% faster. Of course, behind the scenes, there's kind of all this, you know, massive kind of data analysis and complexity going on. But, you know, for the customer, it's really just one line of code for a faster page load and kind of keep that as simple as possible and no simpler.
Let's talk about the founder's journey first, because I like to set the stage. I understand the problem you're solving for sure. That speed, you know, speed as a service. I think that's fantastic. I mean, I talk a lot to the brands that I manage, and we go through some of the low hanging fruit of minimizing maybe some images and some JavaScript things and this and that, and reduce the number of apps you have in your admin. There's lots of like some basic things, maybe even clean up your code, new theme. There's lots of stuff that you can do. Maybe I'd say more on the front end kind of things, but I'd love to hear the founder's journey about why you have created and launched Edge Mesh. Because I think when you share how you and the founding team have positioned the product and just the time that's happened over the years, like there's this desire part of it. And I think there's this expertise part of it and the platform. So would love to hear some of these stories.
It's definitely a long journey. You know, kind of my training and starting in kind of the world was as a mathematician. My specialty was heuristics, which is kind of like solving unsolvable problems is really what it is. And I worked in trucking. I did kind of logistics optimization, figuring out how to get trucks more efficiently from place A to B. And then I worked for this company called Appian, and this would be like 2002. And it was the biggest web portal at the time in the world. And it was called Army Knowledge Online, and still used today. And it was essentially like a giant internet portal for the Army. So your customer was like the entire US Army around the globe. You know, that was the first time I really got into kind of web metrics. I mean, this is, you know, almost a decade before the cloud would really become a thing. So lots and lots of deep work there. And then I kind of had a startup, and we did large-scale network monitoring, mostly for DoD, and then sold that, kind of bummed around. I did root cause epidemiology for a little while, which was a very interesting side project. I don't know if you remember the Desert War Syndrome, where kind of soldiers were getting sick. We were taking huge, 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 huge data sets and trying to essentially find the commonalities, so kind of early data mining to identify why people were getting sick. And then, yeah, I got plucked out of that onto Wall Street for a company called Cantor Fitzgerald. And I stayed there for 15 years and ran automated trading. I was a partner there and ran basically anything that traded with a computer and our exchanges. So kind of where buyers and sellers would meet. And it was just all about latency. I mean, it's all about faster, 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 faster. I mean, if you could shave 500 microseconds off of something, you know, that could be worth $50 million a year. So my entire career has been with lots and lots of data and making things go faster. You know, after a long Wall Street career, I kind of grabbed two colleagues of mine and I was like, I don't really want to do this anymore. I want to find something fun to work on for the next 5 to 10 years. And we noticed that nobody was really doing client-side optimization, this idea of using the browser to actually make the website run faster. And I mean, everybody in web performance was just, how do you deliver things faster, right? You use content distribution networks, or maybe you change code or use compression or this, but the browser is like a tiny little computer. It's got, you know, can store things and it can, you know, make network requests and run compute. So that's where we focus. We kind of like sketched out an idea for taking, you know, kind of this new idea of client-side optimization and pre-caching things and storing things and optimizing how things load. But, you know, we did it a little differently. We are not a VC-backed company. We could have been a VC-backed company, but we wanted to definitely be in charge of our own destiny. So in the beginning, we just did enterprise clients, so kind of really, really big companies with big e-commerce stores. And one of my favorite things about the kind of Shopify community is we're connecting to people who are building and growing businesses just like we did. So like, you know, when I'm talking to customers, it's like, man, I have been there. I have charged myself $10,000 on my own credit card for my own service just to bring cash in because, you know, I was short cash waiting for a contract to pay out. Like, we definitely have the battle scars of entrepreneurship. And yes, we did about 3 years at enterprise only. And then 2 years ago, plus or minus, we kind of opened up the platform to self-service. So kind of anybody could install Edge Mesh. And then, you know, we lucked into the Shopify community, and then, man, that thing just took off like a rocket ship. I mean, it's been great. It's great community. Love working with these brands. And, you know, again, kind of my favorite thing is it's just a set it and forget it solution. So, you know, we don't have to keep asking brands to make services changes or things like that. They can kind of pay us to worry about the speed problem, and then they can go worry about, you know, the other 10,000 problems that there are with running a business, you know?
Yeah, they're wearing a lot of hats. I mean, I take these calls all day long. We have a framework in Shopify Plus, and it's this merchant growth model. And we talk about acquisition, conversion, retention, and brand strategy, business operations, and maybe technical solutions and integration. So we talk about these six kind of key business drivers. Believe me, speed is one of the top things that they're always trying to hack away different solutions. They're thinking mobile. They're thinking about, well, should I have a mobile app? Should I get WPA? Should I go headless? And it opens up a can of worms. It's so interesting. Where on the flip side of all of that, you see some of the largest brands on Shopify are on Shopify. They're not running headless. They're not running PWA. They may have a mobile app, but that's a whole separate kind of retention strategy for push notifications and other things. So what I find interesting about what you've told me, and I appreciate this history of kind of like leading up and kind of what you're doing and now with your partnerships and now with Shopify, it sounds to me from an outsider that you were solving a lot of hard problems before and a lot of big data jobs. And that's interesting to me. So is website speed that challenging? That's what I'd like to hear.
Oh man. Yeah. I mean, it definitely is. I mean, to kind of give you a feeling of scale, I mean, we are capturing, storing, analyzing billions and billions and billions of records a month and constantly kind of going through that data, you know, trying to find ways to eke out a few milliseconds of performance gains. I think this is kind of an important, you know, focus for software companies is, you know, have your area of expertise. Don't try to be all things to all people. You're there to add, you know, a particular value. And that's kind of what I love. I mean, we focus on performance. And if we crack something, we have this thing called intelligent prefetching, where essentially the Edge Mesh client that's running in the browser, based on how customers have interacted with your store and things like that, will kind of estimate where the user is going to go and will start to prefetch or pre-download that content. So you know, user might be, say, on a homepage, and Edge Mesh will go, you know, this page is done loading. They're pretty likely to click one of these detail pages. Why don't I go run ahead of them and grab some of those images or CSS and pull them into the browser, essentially hiding the latency? That's a super specific problem. And it's really, really, really hard. And there's probably no reason for anybody to be focused on that, except for us. Because like when we do it and then kind of get it through testing and get it out to everybody, it's like, boom. I mean, that's half a second off every page load for every customer everywhere. You know, there's this old joke in computer science, and it says there are only two hard problems in computer science: cache invalidation, naming things, and off by one errors. And so kind of cache invalidation is a known hard problem, and that's a lot of what we have to focus on. And every day is a new challenge. I got a long list of things that I keep working on. So
this is wild. This is really wild stuff. So let's talk about, you know, you mentioned in the beginning that there were three partners and, you know, you wanted to build something fun to work on for, like I said, the next 5 to 10 years. Is Edge Mesh the thing that you're working on right now that you believe is part of your legacy?
Yeah, it is more fun today than it was 5 years ago. I really can't get enough of kind of working with, especially like kind of SMB and mid-market brands, you know, folks who really are just like us, kind of at that growth stage where, you know, now it's about getting efficient and kind of deploying capital correctly. And speed is, it can be a silver bullet. It just, it enhances so many things. You know, conversion rate is kind of the easiest to see and measure. And you kind of got search optimization, which is kind of a known byproduct, but, you know, admittedly very hard to measure. Now having seen, you know, billions and billions and billions of page views and kind of the impact on businesses, we also like end up discovering like all this other stuff that's just like speed is just weirdly helpful.
I'm going to ask you a question about where you guys are going to be over the next 5 years, because you've been at this for 5 years. working at this, you know, and then more recently it's been open, you know, because it was enterprise first. It's now part of the Shopify ecosystem with a downloadable app. And there's, you know, I think you're well on your journey of really wanting to help people. At the end of the day, it really is about how can we offer the best customer experience possible. I love the pre-caching. I love the AI. I love the concept of maybe understanding potentially a customer's journey and pre-caching some things. And I think over time, it sounds like your tool gets smarter and smarter as more and more page views are ingested because, hey, if people click here, they're more likely to go over here and they're probably going to do this because that's just the end result. You get to learn these journeys throughout, you know, the customer journey on the website. I think that's really, really interesting. So are there any other hard problems still left, you believe, to solve as part of like web performance?
I mean, we actually push an update to Edge Mesh about once a month. We are running as fast as we ran, you know, the first day. And then about once a year, we push kind of a major release update, which actually in March we'll roll version 4, which interestingly enough kind of tackles two problems that we have been working on, I mean, since day zero. And it's this idea of, you know, how do you automatically detect if there's a performance issue on a site? And more than that, when you detect it, and I think that this is really the key bit and kind of the thing that's been missing, how do you take that detection event and then turn it into something that's useful, right? So a lot of what we've seen is, you know, kind of these performance monitoring systems that'll detect an event and then just like send a customer, you know, essentially just an anxiety-inducing email that's like, hey, your website got 50% slower. You might want to have a take a look and like hear some generic advice maybe and shrug emoji. Like, I don't know. It's not really all that helpful. What we wanted to do was to be able to, you know, say things like, hey, you know, your first intentful ping has increased 23% for users on iOS. The most likely root cause is, you know, X app that you just installed or something. And then most importantly, like, here's the raw data that kind of matches that scenario. So doing root cause analysis based on these alerts and then kind of delivering to the customer everything they need if they, you know, want to open up a support ticket, maybe with that app developer or, you know, maybe undo the change that they did. You know, I think that's kind of the key thing is that nobody cares as much about web performance as we do. And really, customers just want to know, like, you know, everything that we can make faster, we're going to make faster. But if something bad has happened, they just really want to know, like, what's the impact and how do I fix it? And so, I mean, that RCA kind of root cause analysis framework, which comes out in just after March 1st, that is a huge hard problem that we'll probably be working on for years.
No, it sounds like it. Because I always think about the dependencies of third-party solutions as it relates to the customer experience. Because a lot of times it's not necessarily a Shopify problem or, you know, Google's cloud or whatever it is. It's typically the dependencies of others and these apps that are marketing platforms that are important. But if it ruins the customer experience, yeah, there's some notification tools out there that's saying, hey, this particular app is having some API call limit problems. And so now it's super, super slow and it's affecting things. And, you know, you're right. It's anxiety-inducing kind of emails and text messages or Slack notifications about stuff, which is important to have, but I'm glad that you're trying to figure out a way of how can you solve that? Can you understand the tech stack? Can you understand the overall scope of the business? And certainly, this is going to be much more valuable for enterprise brands on Plus that are really in a scaling mode where, you know, fractions of a second can have a massive impact on the business. So site speed, I mentioned, is like super important. I talk about it all the time. Merchants talk to me about it. And I think everybody like truly understands. I mean, there's some lots of stats going around the web about, you know, the percentage of lift in conversion rate just for speed purposes. People just are, I don't know, goldfish for a brain. They're like, they just don't have time. Let's talk about, they don't feel warm and fuzzy that this, if it's sharp and snappy, for some reason, there's just so much more value to that to an end consumer. And I know what it's like when you just see a thing spinning around, you're like, hey, what's going on here? Like, is it actually doing something? So, I mean, with the speed, obviously speed's massively important. So do you have any guidance that you can share today, more generally for the Shopify entrepreneurs that are listening today that want to increase speed? This is your forte. So I just would love to hear it from you, what you're recommending.
Yeah, I mean, I think, again, speed is just, it's so impactful. You know, like one of the first things I always tell everybody is treat your store like your home. You know, every time you add an app or a script or something like that, I mean, you're inviting somebody in. And it's really, 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 really important to know who you're working with. Is their infrastructure dependable? things like that. I mean, I've seen way too many cases where kind of a single bad application or a single bad script can just tank site performance. I mean, interestingly enough, most of the time, the places where we tend to see these things are in scripts that are like measuring site performance or like user engagement. So, you know, the act of measuring it, you've kind of got a Heisenberg problem there, right? The act of measuring it kind of introduces this impact and everything goes down. So yeah, I mean, I think that's kind of a big one. And then, you know, another big thing is kind of understanding the difference between synthetic testing, which is, you know, kind of firing up a browser that's brand new. You know, this is like Google Lighthouse or something like that. Those tools are not really designed to measure speed. They're really designed to kind of give you a really, really deep view of the of how the site loaded and find opportunities to optimize things. So those are, you know, again, kind of synthetic metrics or what's called lab data, as compared to something like, you know, Google has an open database called Crux, the Chrome Real User Experience, where Google captures real user metrics from Google Chrome users across every site that they go to. And that's the actual data that Google uses for speed scores. They use real user metrics as compared to, you know, lab metrics. I always say if it's not a real user metric, it's kind of by construction a fake user metric. You know, there's just two different tools. And, you know, how do you use those tools and when do you use those tools? And then I think, you know, kind of one of the other big things is if you're looking at page speed, you know, like Edge Mesh automatically integrates with Google Analytics, but there's kind of other tools that I'm sure can do the same thing so that you want to see if this site is running faster, is it actually impacting my business and how much so? I mean, you really kind of always want to bring it back to that. You don't want to just have vanity metrics.
Well, that's one thing that I noticed on the brands that are using it. And you've showed me a few things recently where there's separate Google Analytics entries before and after using Edge Mesh. And it's a pretty significant lift. These are actual session tracking and actual conversion tracking both. It's mind blowing. It's really hard on audio to share exactly. Maybe you can kind of share with people, but like, what would somebody see in the Google Analytics implementation of yours? Like, what do they see on what they're currently at? And what sort of metrics are you tracking to show the value of Edge Mesh?
You know, it's interesting because the Google Analytics integration is both my favorite feature of the product and simultaneously my least favorite feature of the product. It's my favorite because it allows a customer, there's kind of always a percentage of users that are accelerated, so meaning that we're making kind of their experience run faster. And then there's always a much smaller percentage that's unaccelerated. So you can create these two segments in Google Analytics and put them side by side over the same time period and see kind of the impact on whatever business metric you're looking at. Like, you know, are you looking at e-commerce conversion rate? Are you looking at average order value, click to detail, you know, average session length, et cetera, et cetera. It's so unbelievably stable, kind of the impact of something like timed interactive, which is how long kind of it takes for a page to be, you know, you can add things to cart and scroll and click and things like that, that we actually, our model for timed interactive versus conversion rate is online. You can go to tti.edgemesh.com and you can put in kind of your current timed interactive and an estimate of, you know, what you think you can get for a faster timed interactive. And it'll tell you like what the conversion rate is, kind of what the lift is. And that model, you know, gets updated about once a month now. I mean, it's incredibly stable. It's really eye-opening when you start to kind of dig down into some of these individual metrics side by side.
And then, so this is more like an A/B testing model than just to prove the value of Edge Mesh. And then at some point when you feel warm and fuzzy that this actually has a measurable impact on the bottom line, then you just stop that test and just kind of move forward with kind of the new reality.
You know, this is kind of one of the things that I like to talk to accounts about is, you know, speed is an enhancement drug. Meaning it takes your existing business and it makes it more efficient. So that's why things like conversion rate and session length and also like these really weird byproducts like average checkout value. I could never figure out why that correlation was so insanely strong. And it was a Shopify customer who kind of gave me the theory that I'm definitely going to go with, which is that, you know, when a customer comes to a store, if the kind of the back and forth of pages and clicking, if the interactivity is really, really fast, they tend to shop and put into their cart things that they want, versus, you know, if you've kind of got a slower site, they don't shop, they just come in and get what they need. So maybe, you know, that kind of is the theory that is why, you know, customers have higher, essentially average revenue per user. That's what this stuff is all about. Speed is really about impacting the business. And if you're still early in the journey, focus on that top of funnel. Don't get hyper-focused on speed yet. Try to make sure that, you know, you've got kind of a sustainable inbound funnel. And then later, kind of once you're ready to, you know, kind of find those opportunities to optimize, you know, lifting conversion rate on, say, a $10 million business is going to have a wildly different impact than a business that's just getting off the ground. You know, so just, you know, come to it when you come to it. And in the beginning, you know, it's all about getting off the ground.
Yeah, so traffic numbers would definitely have a key impact to the overall performance overall. Like if EdgeMesh is right for you, I mean, I know that we'll talk about an offer at the end of the show, but I think there's value for a lot of people in their entrepreneurial journey to use it. But when it really shines is just, you know, in the large scale of numbers, large numbers, and saying, aha, with a, you know, a 50% increase in speed, and you can literally quantify the lift as you're talking average revenue per user, average order value, conversion lift. I mean, there's a lot of great things in here.
You know, once you kind of get that escape velocity where like your inbound funnel is fairly stable, I mean, that's really the point at which you want to start looking at kind of things that you can do to optimize. Because, you know, again, kind of one of the other side impacts of speed is just a much, much, much more efficient deployment of marketing capital. You know, if you're kind of early in the journey, I always say that site performance really is not out of a development budget, but is out of a marketing budget. Because if you think about kind of the impact on bounce rate and kind of all the key metrics that marketing cares about, conversion rate, et cetera, if you've got a slow site, you know, you might be spending $5 million a year on Facebook ads, but you're getting a 70% abandonment rate. Well, you just took $3.5 million outside and set it on fire. You know, once you get to a certain point, it really is worth coming back and saying, all right, now we've got this stuff. Now let's start to actually optimize it and get that ROI. You need to be getting a multiple return on your investment with us.
So Jake, this show has a very diverse range of Shopify entrepreneurs that kind of listen each week. And, you know, you're in a very unique vantage point with the brands that, you know, that you help optimize. And I know you've shared some advice, you know, currently, but, you know, through this episode, but it'd be nice to hear how you believe maybe brands and store owners, marketing people, technology people, how do you believe, or what sort of things should they work on today if they're eager to grow and then scale?
The first part of growth is figuring out a way to reach your customer and reach it cost effectively, I think is kind of a big thing. I mean, and again, as somebody who has built a company from the ground up with no outside funding, we're just kind of acutely aware of you can't just throw money into marketing. Google will take whatever dollar you put into it. Facebook will take whatever dollar you put into it. One of the things that I really like is persona-based marketing. So you kind of, you know, essentially make a fake person, kind of a sketch of what you think your customer is, and then kind of work towards marketing towards that. There are also some really great things in Google Analytics as you're getting at the growth stage. You want to look at, there's a thing called the average conversion probability. Really, really interesting metric, not widely talked about, which is a shame because it's so incredibly powerful. The average conversion probability is calculated by Google. It's actually what powers things like smart bidding and things like that. And it's just a number from 0 to 100. It's based on every demographic thing that Google knows about people who have bought a product from you versus everything that demographically Google knows about these new users. So a really helpful way in growth, when you're getting off the ground, looking at like percentage change and things is kind of tricky. Instead, just look at like your conversion probability by, you know, source medium. Does Facebook send me users that Google believes are high conversion probability? Putting these two platforms, different viewpoints against one another is really good at kind of separating the noise from the actual traffic.
So what's the future look like for EdgeMesh? Are you able to share? I know you mentioned there's, you know, a version 4 is coming very soon in March, I believe, of 2021. But I just would love to understand more North Stars for 21 and beyond, like partner alignment or innovation. Just end of the day, I want the listeners to understand, like, how are you going to continue to offer value and assistance for Shopify brands?
I mean, I think our North Star really is kind of our company slogan, which is accelerate your website and accelerate your business. And we're just going to continue down that path and looking at ways to both make sites faster and also kind of help customers look at current methods for determining value for the business. And you know, in version 4, which yeah, it comes out March 1st, so it's just a couple weeks away, we've added engagement metrics. So like we're actually starting to measure kind of how engaged users are with the page and scrolls and clicks and things like that, and some other kind of little proprietary bits that we have. I mean, I think that's going to take us down an entirely new path. And just like that data is already kind of really interesting to get into and find relationships. And you know, what I tell customers every time I talk to them, and I still, every day I do the same thing. I kind of get up and go for a run and then I come back. And the first hour of my day, I go to our customers' websites. And it used to be I could do them all in one day. Now it takes me about a month to get through the full list. But you know, when I talk to our customers, I always say, listen, if you've got a data-driven business question that you have trouble answering today, we want to hear about it. And if you've got a performance question that you're having trouble answering, we absolutely want to hear about that. And you know, customers decide what we build. So we'll just keep listening to them and you know, keep uncovering new avenues. My whiteboard is much more filled today than it was 5 years ago. So
how can people learn more about EdgeMesh, your solution? And I understand we have an offer to share with the listeners today.
Yeah, I mean, I think probably the best place is edgemesh.com. There's certainly a lot of information there. There's also docs.edgemesh.com, which kind of is the documentation for the product. It has some detail. We also have a YouTube channel called Performance Talks, where we kind of interview folks in the industry. Actually, Shopify just hired Ilya from Google, lead performance engineer at Google. He's fantastic. He's probably one of my favorite people in the industry. Maybe we could have a podcast with him. You know, and again, for folks who want to dig a little deeper, there's a chat on edgemesh.com. You can also hit us on Twitter at EdgeMesh Inc. But the chat on edgemesh.com, which also is the same chat that goes in the portal, just stop by and ask a question. You will get an engineer if you ask an engineering question. So we don't kind of outsource our support. A lot of times you end up hitting one of the three founders. So
this is fantastic. So the offer that we're going to offer for today, I believe there's a code, Fastlane 2021. So basically you download the apps, just go to the Shopify App Store, search for EdgeMesh, install that on your store. And part of the onboarding sequence, maybe give us some of the details on how to apply this coupon and what they're going to get.
Yeah, I mean, I think the easiest way is you kind of go to portal.edgemesh.com, create an account, and then when you sign in, there'll be an option for Shopify and you'll click there and it'll actually just open right up. The app install, so gonna save you the search trouble. The code is Fastlane 2021, all caps. And as long as you use it before the 28th of February, so basically the day before we roll out version 4, you'll get the first month on us. And there's a 2-week trial, so it's actually 45 days to run EdgeMesh to full product, full tilt. And then, you know, one of the things that we still do today is we schedule data reviews, so you can kind of get on the phone with an engineer, pop open Google Analytics, look at kind of the ROI and the different metrics. And 45 days is generally more than long enough to kind of start to, you know, circle that and see how much of a ROI you're getting.
Yeah, and I have firsthand knowledge of, you know, brands that I manage that are using your solution and doing a couple days worth of A/B testing and going, okay, yeah, this is a massive impact. Okay, thank you very much. We're going to the full version now. So it's kind of a no-brainer, but you know, everybody is in a different journey, different complexity. I just highly recommend, you know, take Jacob on his offer. Like, it's a really amazing opportunity. That's why I escalated you to the front of this podcast list, because I want to get this out into the wild. Speed is a massively important thing. It impacts so many parts of the customer journey. I just wanted to thank you, you know, Jacob, for number one, coming on the show, like so last minute, scrambling around last night, trying to get things in order for us to record today. You know, I want to thank you for the fact that I believe that EdgeMesh really, and the team, you and the team really are in tight alignment with really wanting to help Shopify brands. Like, I truly believe that you really want to help improve efficiencies, you know, through speed and helping these brands grow revenue and lifetime loyalty. So thanks for your vision and just giving back to the Shopify ecosystem.
Oh man, thanks for having me. This is great. And looking forward to, you know, working with some more brands as the years goes on here. So,
all right, well, have yourself an awesome day.
You too, man.
E-commerce Fastlane is brought to you by Omnisend. Omnisend is an email and SMS marketing platform built for nimble Shopify merchants who want to increase their sales and not their workloads. full Shopify integration, pre-built automation workflows, intuitive segmentation, and no-code editing makes it easy to get up and running without diving into the nitty-gritty details, unless you want to. More than 50,000 e-commerce brands use Omnisend to grow their businesses on autopilot, converting their customers with quick-to-build, highly relevant emails and texts. So visit omnisend.com, start your 14-day free trial today with no credit card required. Well, a few things before we end today's podcast. Because of the massive popularity of SMS, I've decided to create a free SMS texting community. And it's an incredible opportunity to have direct access to me. No hidden agendas, just honest communication, two-way with me. As you can probably tell, I love giving back to the Shopify community. And if being on the front lines of this e-commerce revolution is for you, I'm here to assist in any way I can to help you in your journey with Shopify. You can text me now at 604-210-4199. Again, that's area code 604-210-4199. And you'll be able to communicate directly with me. I think this is going to be a really cool initiative, and I'm really excited on how this is going to evolve. I'd also like to thank you personally for being a loyal listener of E-commerce Fastlane. It's my hope that this podcast is offering you a ton of value through growth strategies, tactics, and exclusive insider tips on the best Shopify apps and marketing platforms, all with my personal goal to help you build, manage, grow, and scale a successful and thriving company powered by Shopify. Thank you again for investing some time today and listening to the show. I'm so proud you have a growth mindset and are a constant learner. I truly appreciate you and your entrepreneurial journey. Enjoy the rest of the week. Make sure you text me 604-210-4199. And remember, keep thriving with Shopify.